Boy, does it feel good to say this, but sports are back in the Tri-County area. The Meeseville Mudhens opened their 2020 season on Sunday on the road against a new sectional rival, beating the Newmarket Muskies 12-1 in 7 innings, jumping to 1-0. Manager Matt Vanderbosch of the Mudhens joined KDWA Sports on Monday to talk a bit about the first game of the season and just getting 2020 going.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun to get back on the field. I think it was about a 10-month hiatus since our last game in state. And, you know, and for a lot of the younger kids on the squad, you know, they normally would have their high school seasons or their college seasons, you know, that give them a lot of playing time. But again, with everything that's happened, you know, everything got cut short. So, yeah, the game yesterday was a lot of fun just to kind of get back and compete a little bit, shake some of that rust off. And, but yeah, it was a really good time. But yeah, secondly, with COVID and everything that was happening and season being put on hold and indefinitely, and there was a lot of rumors flying around back and forth. What's really kind of tough in regards to getting the season going now is that you come to find out that all of us have lives too, right? This isn't like a job or anything that we're getting paid to do. So everyone has their families, their work, different things that comes first. And some people just kind of decided that, you know, they're going to kind of move forward with that and made other plans for the summer. So with the season being, you know, just decided pretty much last week that we're going to move forward and their schedules had to get blown up and redone and things like that. It's been very interesting, to say the least, about, you know, player availability, who's going to be there. We've lost several people just due to other commitments they made or with work or their families and such. So it's been a little interesting right now. So we're trying to just kind of figure that out and move forward and play the rest of the season and kind of see what happens.
In Sunday's 12-1 road win at Newmarket, everybody seemed to get into the game, whether at the plate or on the mound, and it was just a great way to start the year.
Yeah, I think early on, like the first few at-bats, a bat or two through the lineup, you could, a lot of guys haven't seen live pitching in a long time. You know, in a normal year, you know, we try to schedule just some regular, you know, exhibition games before you start any type of league or section play for that, just to kind of shake out the rust, get your timing back and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, it was pedal to the metal right away. Game one, section game, you know, new team in the section of Newmarket. They've been a powerhouse in Class C the past few years, and they got bumped up to be here as of this year, new to the section. So, you know, going into it, we kind of didn't know, you know, really what to expect from them, nor did we, you know, really know where we were at as well. But yeah, just going through the lineup, I mean, we saw a lot of pitches. I think we walked around 13 times, and, you know, Newmarket was in the same boat we were, you know, probably hadn't done a whole lot baseball activity up until this point. Walked a lot. I think we had 10 or 11 hits in the 7 innings. Highlight, I guess, of that was a big grand slam by Derek Marks that kind of broke it open. It was 3-0 to like the third, and then the fourth, I think we hit that grand slam and kind of broke it open, and then added, you know, several more after that and got out of there in 7 innings, you know, with a 12-1 victory. From a pitching standpoint, we kind of just threw everyone we had. I think we had like 8 pitchers there, and just about everyone got in, you know, just doing like 1 or 2 innings apiece. So it was good. Overall, got some work in that needed to get done. Saw some live at bats again, and, you know, came out there with a good victory.
Though it might be a little bit of a different mix in players throughout this shortened 2020 season due to a multitude of reasons, this Mudhens team is very balanced with some very talented veterans and some promising young players.
Yes, it's always been a good mix of vets and, you know, guys that really, you know, can provide a lot of energy and ability, right, to the lineup. I think for the vets, I was teasing, you know, Marks about this yesterday and maybe some of the other guys. Like, the vets can just kind of fall out of bed and get their bat, know how to hit, versus sometimes the younger kids, they really need the repetitions, but just because they haven't seen as much, I guess, as the vets go. So, but obviously the younger kids are much more in shape. They can run a lot better. They can throw a lot harder. They don't get sore like we do. So we definitely need those guys too. But again, for them, it'll take a few games and they'll be right back into it. But this year for the vets that we do have, they have some of them that won't be there as much. Unfortunately, they just have other commitments. Brian Sprout, one of them, he's heavily, you know, coaching with his son and daughter in the youth sports. So with everything that is condensed too, their sports are condensed and he's going to be unavailable a lot. Nate Hammes, our normal everyday catcher, has had to do some different things with work and he's really not going to be available much either. So we kind of have to make some adjustments, and that's nice to have some of these younger guys that are available, right, to kind of step in and fill those roles. And I think they'll do just fine. And I think we'll be put in a good spot here, you know, hopefully by the end of the season to go into playoffs with a good core group of guys again.
Now it's a great opportunity for Mud Hens fans to be able to see the team twice at home and once on the road over the next week. Wednesday night, the Hens will host the Hampton Cardinals at 8 p.m. for our KDWA radio debut. Friday night, back on the radio against Elko at home, also at 8, before the 4th of July game Saturday at 2 p.m. in Red Wing. All games on KDWA. Vander Bosch on the fun stretch ahead for the Pinstripes.
Yeah, for sure. I think starting with Hampton, they're always tough. They're, you know, a younger core of guys, but they're just kind of out of college, and when they show up, and they're always ready to play, and they're scrappy, and they're always tough. You know, so that'd be another good test right away. Elko, again, is somewhat kind of built how we are in regards to some of the older veterans, and then mixed in with some of the younger talent, too. That's another tough opponent right away as well. And then obviously Red Wing, you know, they always bring their A game with us, and we always have fun down there. But yeah, the section stuff right away, you definitely have to be ready to go. And it's one of those things too, but you can't really blow through your pitching too early. We kind of have to be strategic about who throws and how many innings we go, because again, no one's really been throwing and doing a whole lot, you know, baseball-related activity. So we don't really want to put anyone, you know, kind of in harm's way from an arm standpoint too early by overdoing it with any of them. So we'll try to be smart about that. But, yeah, again, I mean, this year it'll be pretty much a section game. There's a handful in there that aren't, but the section games are the ones that kind of mean the most for in regards to postseason play. So Wednesdays, Fridays, Sundays, they're going to be competitive.